good with that.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. I would like to know each and every one of your guys' names, and your name is?
Erica.
And what is your name, man?
Ayana.
Ayana, and your name, sir?
Emmanuel.
I beg your pardon?
Emmanuel.
Okay, can you scoot a little bit closer this way so we can get you? Okay. Your baritone voice. So I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions. As far as how you guys, well, we'll just go down the line. Okay. How long have you lived here in Oakland?
25 years.
Okay. And you, ma'am?
25 years.
And you, sir? Okay. And 23 years, right? So what part of Oakland?
By like 35th, kind of, over by the area.
35th, okay. Yes. And you?
East Oakland, but I lived in every part of Oakland. West Oakland, North Oakland.
Okay. And what about you, sir?
I mean, most of the east, but the same part of Oakland.
Okay, so if you were to sum yourself, I'm going to ask all three of you guys a question. If you were to sum yourself up in one sentence, how what would you call yourself or identify yourself as?
In one sentence. I would just say probably, I don't know. Actually, I need to think about that.
Okay.
I would say that I am awesome.
Awesome. Okay, what about you, sir?
Down to earth and outgoing.
Down to earth and outgoing. Okay. So how do you think, and I'll start with you again, how do you think people see you? How do they perceive you?
I think some people see me, it's like nice, and a lot of people seem to come to me when they're in need or they need to talk. So probably... strong-willed and kind, I would say.
Okay. What about you?
Do you mean like strangers or people who know me?
People who know you.
Oh, man. People who know me would say that I'm like a hippie and I'm loving and I'm fun and I'm smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do what I want to do, but I'm a good person, so it doesn't affect the people around me negatively.
Right. So what about you, Emmanuel?
They call me a preacher.
And why they call you preacher?
What it is, I always got something to tell them that's good and lost.
Okay. That's what's up. Okay, so what is your guys' journeys or experiences that molded you into the people that you are today? So I'll start with you.
Probably just my environment. So being raised in Oakland is unlike being raised anywhere else. So just the thing that I've experienced, my schools, my friends, and then I have a really, really strong faith in God. So I think that He always leads me.
So. What about you?
I would say my family for sure has been my foundation through everything. Again, being raised in Oakland and going to all Oakland public schools has molded me into the person that I am. I had a lot of opportunities growing up in Oakland that I took advantage of. I've also like dealt with, you know, the bad in Oakland as far as like the institutions in place and that type of shit. But I'm at Merritt right now, Oakland School, and I just owe a lot to this place for making me the woman who I am.
Okay, all right. What about you, preacher?
I'm diverse. I had to experience a lot of things that at a quick, at a young age, you had to learn quickly to be a part of. So it taught me how to maneuver through certain things and how to survive. From growing up in Oakland, it made me diverse and very understanding of different lives and the walkings of them and the actions of ours, our choices, what they can do for us and what they can make happen for us. So, I mean, I just learned how to step with every step watching. Unless you sit, I'm very faithful. I learned to believe in God and every turn in Him. Every walk on corner, every way of life.
So you learned to believe in God?
Yes, deeply. So I learned Him first, but I learned to be deeply instilled with Him and believe anymore because of the things I've been through.
I got you. Right. So the next question, I'm going to start with you. What does gentrification mean to you, Emmanuel?
Gentrifying a city would be, to me, to move people out and then to rebuild it.
Okay.
Man, so that's what I look at it as, to take a community, let it run down, destroy itself. And then after it destroys itself, you come in and you buy it up for low income housing, a low amount of housing for the property, whatever the case is. So basically drop the property value and then you come in and buy it up. And move all the residents out.
Okay. What about you, man?
Just experiencing Oakland through the gentrification process, I would just, like he said, it's been a whole bunch of people who've been here for forever, and now they're gone because they can't afford to stay here. My dad was just out here, again, a long-time Oakland resident. He's been out of the state for a couple years, and he's just like, it changed so much. I used to have all black neighbors, and now I have all white neighbors. And, you know, like they both said, Oakland is a diverse place, so I don't really mind that. But I just don't like how we get robbed of, you know, what we helped create. And I feel like Oakland gets a negative rap, but it's a beautiful place. And that's why people want to be here. It's so close to everything else. But, you know, we've been here, so don't try to take what's ours.
I know that's right. And what about you, lady?
It just means to me that people, you're moving people who've been here out, and people are just buying it up, and they're making, like, what used to be a $25,000 house is now going to be probably close to $1 million. So they'll sell it. They'll make the person who's in it, they'll give them, like, a cheap offer. Like, I'll give you $50,000 for this house. However, they're going to turn it around, and it'll sell for close to $1 million, or, you know, a little bit above that. So it's just unfortunate because now the people who've lived here, like, all our lives, can't really afford it. I just moved out the house in February, and I didn't move out here because I can't really afford it. I lived by the lake. Two bedrooms were about $1,800 at the least. Two bedroom, one bath. I can't afford that. So I had to look elsewhere.
And can I just say that it's not just Oakland that this is happening in. They did it in, like, Brooklyn and Harlem, every, like, urban city that's cool, you know, they like the cool shit that we do.
Right.
And then they try to take it and make it there. So,
right.
I just wanted to touch on that.
I've almost just been getting the time. So, and I'll start with you this time. What do you love most about your community?
I love feeling at home everywhere, and I can say that I do feel at home anywhere in Oakland. Like, people have all these negative ideas about Oakland, but I never feel unsafe, and I never feel unwelcome, and I just always feel at home wherever I am.
Okay.
So I love that. I love the respect that I'm shown. I love the love that I'm given. And
okay. What about you, Emmanuel?
And I like how I like all togetherness. I like how around the world it seems that we are one of the worst places in the world, but when you're in this place, you actually see the, you know, the unity, the love, the strongness, you feel me, the vibrantness, I mean the vibrantness of our existence, you feel me, and how we are as people, as one, coming together to change our community, and also just the showing of black love, you know what I'm saying, is very strong. Our strength, how we push, all the different things that stands in Oakland, the history of Oakland itself, it stands for who we are as a people. So I just, you know, I enjoy it because it shows me what the world really is and then what we can do to make it a better place all the time. So that's what I enjoy.
All right. What about you, lady?
I would say having lived here and then moved and then come back, it has to be the people. You know, just the people. Like, if you, this is, living here is like living, it's unlike living anywhere else. So I would say the people, just like whenever the culture, really, you know, like when we get together, it's a fun time. It's a lot of art here, a lot of talent as far as music, singers. So I would really say the people and the younger people as well coming up.
Okay. Well, we'll start with you. Next question is, if you can change anything, get a power change, one thing in your community, what would that be?
I would say if I could change anything, I would just try hard to stop the crime. So, like, I don't know if that would mean, like, buy guns back or have people turn in their weapons or, you know.
No, you got the power. It's anything. Whatever you wanted to have done, it would be done.
No crime.
Okay. What about you?
I would change the leadership in the city or the community, and also have more opportunities for people to do other things. Because a lot of the reasons people commit crime is because they feel like they don't have another option. And I'm just talking about like stealing and even like homicide. Like it's so much, I gotta retaliate or they gonna get me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just no intervention. It's no knowledge being given. It's no I don't know, but I feel like it's not enough resources for people who get into the system, whether it's the foster care system, whether it's the prison system, jail system. You know, you need to talk to somebody after that. And everybody got so much to say and stuff about them, but they don't offer the help. And I feel like everybody would benefit from just that one-on-one attention and knowing that somebody cared. And I would give that to people.
Okay. What about you, sir?
I mean, the same, the violence and the pollution, because that 1% of violence is what caused all our problems. So if we had Oakland where there was no hatred and no jealousy and no poverty, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature, that's what I consider to be a corroding of a state of us.
So what would be the one thing you would change?
I could change the start of any problems happening in the community.
Okay.
I would try to see star problems beginning so they would never occur.
And what would be that problem?
I mean, I guess violence. That's the only thing that causes what we got going on in this world, where lives is being taken and kids is struggling, and you feel me, poverty, just the money issue. I mean, I say poverty. That's what causes most of it.
Okay, all right. So the next question for you guys is, and I'm going to start with you, and what do you see yourself, or what do you hope to have achieved in 10, 20 years?
Hopefully for me, I will, personally, hopefully I'll be married and get out of debt. And I hope.
I hear you.
And I just hope to, I want to have like a family, and I don't want to leave the Bay Area. So hopefully I'm established and well off. And working for like, or doing a job that I actually like, you know, having like an actual career.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Ayana?
10 or 20, that's like a big difference.
Yeah, in between 10, 20, and 5,
well,
10 years.
I'm going to change the world. That's my vision. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm here to do. So, and what I mean by that is just like, again, being a resource for people. Teaching people about self-love, about having faith, about just being a positive person, somebody that people can lean on, and being a teacher by the things that you're doing, not by what you're saying. You know, people talk a lot. You don't do a lot, though. But, that's what I want to do. So I'm starting. I've started. Y'all all know. I know you. They know me, so.
Right. But you want to care to elaborate that for the recording?
Okay, so through music and community programs globally, I'm going to change the world.
Gotcha. Okay. What about you, sir?
In 10 years, I want to be able to say that I changed my life, my family life, and gave other people opportunities.
Okay, like what?
They show. I do music as well, so that's my main goal.
Okay.
Complete my music, but then build certain opportunities, build certain communities, and certain systems, certain schooling, certain little activities that they can come and get a part of. And free themselves, give them chances to do music and express themselves. And you know what I'm saying? Free their minds up. Give a person a chance to open up who they are spiritually, mentally, and physically, instead of just chambering them into one little life. You feel me? So in 10 years, I want to be able to say that I was able to acquire the chance to give people that lifestyle, peace, love, and harmony.
So, all right. So, do you guys see yourself living in Oakland?
Yep.
Okay. You, sir? You, ma'am?
I don't know, actually.
You don't know? Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask, okay, last question. What does Oakland mean to you? And I'll start with you, Ayana.
Love.
Okay. You, ma'am?
Oakland means to me, it's one word.
Whatever, however you want to explain it.
I would say probably love, togetherness, Community.
Okay. And what about you, sir? What does Oakland mean to you?
Togetherness, love.
Okay.
You know.
You can tell you guys friends, because you guys almost got the same
answer. Yeah, I ain't even sure. That's crazy. But strength, unity.
Okay. You know, strength, like I said.
Oh, you got to be strong.
To me, it evokes power. You know what I'm saying? And a uniqueness and a difference of the way that life is. And then it also, it stands for a newt for me. It looked like whenever I come outside and I see Oakland, it's like a brighter day and like a nice, peaceful, loving day. Then I say somewhere in the world, this is happening to a higher level where they following it, because everywhere around the world they say Oakland. You feel me? They point back to Oakland. So to me, it shows, it stands for a whole new way of existence, a whole new steeple.
That was fun. I enjoyed you guys. You guys came from a different angle than what I've been hearing all day. You guys definitely came from a different angle.
How so?
Well, because people normally spoke on, I always heard good things about Oakland. I heard touching unity. I heard as far as changing, people get more love. You know, people stop the violence. That's been very common. And when you spoke on the streets, see, you know, when I heard people speak on the streets, they were saying that, you know, it's a like night and day. I'm quoting somebody. It's like, it's just sad. You know, I was hearing, you know, maybe aspects of the truth, you know, but you guys kept it more upbeat and kept, you know, pushing more love and more unity, more peace, and I want to change the world to try to make it.
It is,
you know
what
I mean?
Violence, but there's also a lot of love, a lot of peace, a lot of people that's smart, who can sing, who have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think that when people talk about, like, the streets, like, they try to remove themselves from it, like, you know, like...
Yeah, you're a part of it.
Exactly.
Without exception of anybody.
And that's funny, because I've heard that said, too, but the word for that within three people was isolation. But so I'm hearing the same thing from everybody, but it just expressed differently. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think that's a beautiful thing. So maybe something actually might be some kind of change. Because I'm not a native, and you know this. But one thing I have noticed from my experience here is that I did feel a lot of love up in here, you know, in Oakland. You know, like people who don't even know you want to have your back when they see you trying to move somewhere in a positive direction. Mm-hmm. They don't even have to know you, you know. And I can honestly speak from my own experience. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
The neglect and the hate and the pain and the, you know, send the confusion of what they put our states to, you know, drugs, all that type of stuff.
Right, but we still overcome, you know what I mean? And then... Right, and then somebody said something earlier that really stood out for me. They were saying, it doesn't matter if the person is drug addicted. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if a person is going through hard times. It doesn't matter if they didn't finish school. Everybody has something to say, and they're very aware of what's going on.
Yeah, and
you know, but we just need to actually get together and start moving forward. It's not like we don't know, no matter what our situations may be,
right,
but we know what's going on, and we all need to get
it
together. Get it together. Get it together, because we are aware. So I mean, the knowledge is there, and we're not as dumb.
We don't have we don't have a lot of opportunities to come together and express like our viewpoints and share our knowledge with one another, other than the classroom. Everybody can't go to school,
right? Or just like how you guys are hanging out. I'm pretty sure you guys be laughing, hanging, kicking it, and at some point in time, because all friends do this, have serious conversations.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Seriously.
All the time.
So you know,
and if you can't have that serious conversation with your friends at this point in our life, then it's like you should reevaluate. You know, like
yeah.
Who are you hanging around with?
Well, yeah, not
if
only so
you
much
guys
that
can't speak intellectually, like
right,
sometimes.
But sometimes you'll have a variety, and you can learn.
That's true.
From everybody.
That's
but you
right.
Want to have a majority
absolutely
of right. What you can click with.
Right.
You know, what's closer to kindred, if not.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or above, and or you know what I mean? Something that you guys can relate to, learn from, share with, you know? But it's good to always have variety, but majority of what's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's when stuff happens.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to shut this recording off
now.
I've been recording the whole time.